And we are back. This is The Voice on the King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer. And I got to get right back into this conversation that we're having with ghostwriter. But ghostwriter is still under writing, producer, director, someone who's invested in their business, in their education, and their investment into others. I just got to go in a little bit about how I met you. I met Jay Nance while I was working a gig, just shuttling, okay? I just want to learn more about who these people are that I'm connecting with. And I had a chance to come across Jay Nance, and she told me about this film she had coming up, and she ended up showing me a teaser, and I was already blown away by this teaser, and I only literally just met her. I've been so inspired by her since I met her that I had to get up here today and allow her to share her voice on her story, on what she has going on now. And when I tell you Ace Entertainment, y'all know nothing about it, but Jay Nance is presenting Ace Entertainment. It is a feature film. And I gotta let you tell the people more about what you told me when I met you, what you led with when I met you. You didn't lead with music. You didn't lead with ghostwriting. You led with something that you're actively invested in right now. And I want the people to know more about it. Tell them about it, Jay Nance.
You're speaking about the feature film.
Yes.
Talk to so many people. I'm like, so yeah, I'm currently filming a feature film, which is called Ace Entertainment, which is named after my company. I have a music management company and a management company called Ace Entertainment Management. And so that's where the name came from. The content within the movie came from different experiences I've had or friends or associates had within the business.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the names, literally each name in the movie, each character name means something specific to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the names came from. Like my lead character, her name is Judith Vanderbilt. And I always wanted a pair of Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. That's literally, I swear to God, how I came up with her name, because I've always wanted, and I never had a pair growing up. Never had not one pair. So everything is kind of personal.
That's classic right there. They don't know nothing about that Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah, so Ace Entertainment, what it does is it mixes my passions. You know, I love music. I love the law and I love to write. So it's about these people who start a record label and the things that happen within that record label that may or may not be favorable to the artist.
Mm.
So, you know, some people may understand it. They may have lived it. So just different things I've seen with being within the business.
So Ace Entertainment, the price of fame is deception. That's a serious term within itself.
Yeah, because everybody's, you know, like the shiny things, the glitz and the glamour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the biggest things I have in this movie, the owner of the record label is always, oh, give them a chain. Buy them a chain.
Oh, wow.
Buy them a chain. You know, so that's the price of fame is deception. So they think that they're really caring and they're doing all this for you and they're getting you a chain. No, I don't want a chain. I want to own my masters. I want to own a percentage of this company.
That's right.
But it's entertainment. It's not as far as, you know, I know there are a lot of movies that's educational. Like people learn some stuff in there, but I wrote this purely for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Purely for entertainment.
But it's real life experiences are similar to real life experiences that you've had, but you've decided to put it in a entertaining form to present it back out to others, therefore evoking emotion, feeling, all those things that you expressed earlier, right?
Yes. And we have some incredible people in here. This has been a 2-year process with this project. And, you know, I literally was working on the script of what we have left to film. So just kind of getting that ready to schedule. Once this Indiegogo campaign is done, and then we'll schedule the filming. because if someone, there's certain perks on there that we have to wait until we finish.
That brings me to the next and final topic of discussion on this. And when I met Jay Nance, she was saying this term to me, Indiegogo, Indiegogo. And I'm like, what is she saying? But I didn't say anything to her initially because I want to just either go research what she's talking about, because she's making a point to say it over and over again. And I had no clue about what she was explaining to me until I went to her Instagram. And her Instagram, you can go to @1JNance, N-A-N-C-E, on Instagram. And when I went there, I seen Indiegogo. And I asked her on the conversation there, I said, you keep saying this term, Indiegogo, what is it? She done sent me the link and everything, you all. And that's how I was able to see that you're currently on a journey with this film. That's 100% purely self-backed and used through Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding site. I mean, like, tell the people more about that, because I read that you are about 90% complete, but you still need that backing. Like, it's things that we, the public, the community, our listeners can do to help support your investments in your education, your vision, your purpose, and your passion through Indiegogo. Tell us more about Indiegogo and what we got going on up there.
Absolutely. Indiegogo is a crowdfunding site for independent talent, whether you're trying to raise money to finish your music project, mm-hmm. a movie, a television show, you created something that you're trying to get out there, a different camera, you can raise money to get it out there to the world. Now, what I'm trying to do is raise money to finish my film. And, you know, I get a lot of people asking, well, why are you just now doing this? I filmed 90% of the movie before I placed the Indiegogo account. And the reason I did that, because if I'm going to ask someone else to invest in me,
yes,
I need them to see I've already invested
in yourself. 90% worth of investment at that.
It's done.
Yes.
It's done. Whether we make this go or not, this movie will be done.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how much overtime I have to work, it will be done. And so the goal is, you know, we get perks out. So how it works on here is you pick your perk. Each perk has a certain price. So on Indiegogo, instead of just giving money and not really getting anything in return, and you can do donations as well, we assign perks to different amounts. So if you were to do the bronze level, which is $25, it's a special thank you, but it's you getting a thank you in the film at the end of ending credits of the film. So your name will go in the credits of the film because you contributed that $25. That's helping us make this movie. So in lieu of you helping us make this movie, we want to thank you and we want people to know what you've done. And we have a lot of different perks on here.
Like, yes.
Our silver perk is our movie memorabilia, and it's difference. I can say one thing that's going to be on here, and that's the soundtrack for the movie is going to be in vinyl. But we also have, it's a box of different movie memorabilia that you can only get on here. After this, I will not sell it at all. I will not sell it. It's only for these people who support on here. So it's being made specially just for this campaign. We have a VIP advanced screening. We have, because we're doing a screening in Austin, Texas, and we're doing one in Atlanta, Texas, because we've been filming both in Atlanta and Texas. So we're going to do a screening in both. Like, half my actors are in Texas, half of them are in Atlanta. And we do have two walk-on roles, and that's our platinum perk. And people can go and purchase that and they'll get a walk-on role in the movie, and it's actually a speaking role. So it's not just like you're just walking across the street. You have a speaking role, you have a scene, you have a script, and you will be part of the movie.
That explanation right there was something that was so mind-blowing to me, because I meet so many people day to day who say they are working to be a producer, they're working to be a writer, they're working to become an actor and or actresses. And there are people out here that are willing, like yourself, with Ace Entertainment, the movie Ace Entertainment LLC, you are willing to work with others within something that you've already invested in and giving them perks from their own investment within themselves at this point. And that's to be commendable all by itself.
Yeah, and they're learning, and you know, and I'm gonna direct them through the scene and get them through it, and it's gonna be a good scene for their reel, so they'll have it to be able to show, and it will be in the movie. I won't cut it. You know, every scene doesn't make the movie, but I will make sure that their scene makes it actually in the movie.
Jay Nance is a name that will forever remain, and now you have a voice because you've been given the voice on The King. And we appreciate you for you coming up here, sharing your story, telling us about your passion, your purpose, and what has gotten you to where you are today, and how you are, one, able to help yourself, but also while helping yourself, you're able to help others by being able to be on a journey with you and what you're building for yourself through Ace Entertainment.
I appreciate you guys having me on and being supportive. And I just, you know, it means a lot. You know, I don't care if I get to one person, I am happy.
Well, you guys, make sure that you keep it locked in here on The Voice on The King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, on 105.5 FM, AM 1430 The King.